This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. During the first growing season of the pandemic, farm workers in the province of Ontario in Canada tested positive for COVID-19 at higher rates than even frontline health workers did. And those striking numbers and outbreaks on farms that in some instances numbered hundreds of cases per farm brought new attention to poor living and working conditions for some temporary farm workers and raised some hopes of lasting changes. Emma Jacobs has more.
Leamington, Ontario is known as the tomato capital of Canada. It's dotted with greenhouses that actually grow everything from cucumbers to cannabis plants. Many of their workers are in Canada on temporary visas, like Herbie, originally from the Caribbean island of St. Lucia. He says when the pandemic began, social distancing was next to impossible in the crowded bunkhouse he shared with other workers.
The next guy too is about 3 feet away.
Herbie asked us not to use his last name because he's looking for a new employer to sponsor his next visa. When COVID reached his farm, Herbie says, first, one of his coworkers got sick.
It spread. And I think only one worker didn't have it when we went get tested.
He tested positive. He says his symptoms were mild, but it was scary to be surrounded by so many people ill all at once. By last summer, Canada's Health Minister, Patty Hajdu, was testifying to a parliamentary committee about what she'd been learning of conditions on some farms.
It is a national disgrace the way that workers are treated.
The Ontario Greenhouse Vegetable Growers Association, which is headquartered in Leamington, declined an interview but has posted, quote, facts and myths about foreign worker programs on its website. It notes that every farm is heavily inspected, including housing. Last summer, Minister Hajdu alluded to major changes to come for the farm worker visa programs. So far, the government's mostly added money for inspections and started a process to set standards for housing. These are incremental steps, says researcher Janet McLaughlin of the Migrant Worker Health Project.
They're welcomed, but if this is it, then they certainly haven't gone far enough.
While the pandemic has highlighted how vulnerable workers are, she says, attention and reforms will need to outlast it. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.